Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Weekend kickoff rolling on here at the Treasure Chest Casino. Me and Mike Dottiglia hanging out till 7 p.m. as we get ready for Thursday Night Football, Week 9 of action, kicking off between the Baltimore Ravens at the Miami Dolphins. Sunday, we've got Saints action. They're taking a road trip out to California, and our Saints color analyst, Deuce McAllister, will be heading out there tomorrow with the team. Deuce, how's it going, man? What's up with you, man?
Everything is good, man. I don't even know if this is, I know it's normally Tulane Tuesday, but this may be Tulane week. That's what sports talk is going to go to. Everything else is not very pleasant.
Yeah, and Coach Sumrall could kind of feel it. I was telling this to Steve, when I was asking him about UT San Antonio and all, and I could hear it in his voice. Man, UT San Antonio, they so good in the Alamo Dome, Mike, and they rarely lose a conference game there. Man, he was getting into the ears of his players good, and the way they've been playing, sometimes it's not great, but they find a way to win. And I've said this so many times about this Tulane team. They're a good to very good team. They got one superstar, Deuce. John Sumrall on the sidelines.
It comes down to getting my team ready to play and being able to get them to focus and lock in and not necessarily reading the paper and listening to what all my friends are telling me, oh, how good you are, and, you guys are going to the playoffs. And, if you can't focus on the next opponent, and that's what Coach Sumrall is trying to get them ready and get them to understand, that if you don't focus on the next opponent, you're going to lose. You're going to get beat. I mean, because your focus is on, oh, well, we got to beat Memphis, and then once we beat Memphis, we get to go to the playoffs. No, it doesn't work like that. It doesn't work like that. I mean, just this game isn't played on paper. And so it's going to be a tough one. And, you hope that he has his guys prepared and his guys can come out and they understand the moment and they can go out there and be successful. But, I mean, he's in an interesting position himself, and he kind of knows that as well. And he wants to keep the focus on football.
Deuce, one of the things that's maddening when you watch this Saints team and almost from week one until now, it's all these penalties and constant mistakes if it's dropped passes or a fumble. But these pre-snap penalties where, come on, figure out how to way to line up. Come on. And it's not the rookies making the mess-ups. A lot of times it's the veterans doing it. That's what, to me, drives me crazy and why I wouldn't coach. Because you're going over this in practice over and over and over again, and you see the same mistakes happening week in, week out, especially on the offensive side, the football, where last week you played good enough on defense to win. But you got to score every once in a while, and it's the penalties and the mistakes just eat away at this football team on the offensive side.
No, I agree with you. I mean, and even on the defensive side, I mean, there's situations where you lined up in a neutral zone, and once you gave them a free five right there at the end of the quarter, they weren't even going to snap the ball. They just want you to be undisciplined and jump off sides, and that's where, you know, you hear me talk about detailing your work. That's detailing your work. That is making sure, hey, I'm going to dot my I's, I'm going to cross my T's. Well, that's what you're doing. I am locked in. I am focusing on doing my job. And by doing my job, if I can't do the little things right, if I can't line up, then I probably can't handle the big things. I probably can't handle three or four plays being given to me and understanding exactly where I need to be. I probably can't handle getting to the depth that I need to get to every time and being able to show the numbers, my numbers to the quarterback. And so that's the frustrating part, because at some point it's not just a talent issue, it's a focus issue. And that's the maddening part about it, because I know you can do it. I've seen you do it. But it's when you don't do it and you have the continuous mistakes, that's where it's just from Mike, you got a little hair up there. I don't have any. And even a little bit I do have, I'm ready to pull it out.
Yeah, it would drive me nuts to see it. Week in, week out, the same things over and over and over again. Deuce, the other thing, too, is who you're playing this week. I've told this to Bobby. In my opinion, Matt Stafford, he's still the best pocket quarterback in the National Football League. Now, Goff's a good player, really, really good pocket guy. He got a little bit of movement. And Stafford at one time had some movement, but, you know, you get up in age, you become a pops in this league. But, man, can he sling it? And what he's done against this team the last three or four times he's played them, he's absolutely carved them up. So Bobby's telling me, I go to California to Irvine to watch, and he said, okay, Stafford's not even there. Okay, he's dealing with the back injury. So I see Jimmy G, I see Stetson Bennett, and he said, Mike, Davante Adams, he was like, Kool-Aid, man, what? You can't guard me. He said, Mike, he turned him around like a top. And he said, Puka Nacua, he comes in there, makes a couple catches. Next thing you know, he's on the sideline smoozing with the movie stars that were watching the practice. When you're going up against a team that you have not played well against, and I think it becomes a little bit of a mental thing, too, of what he's done in the past. But your comments on Matt Stafford, and he's dealt with the back injury, he's dealt with the arm injury. Man, can he still sling it out there? And if I had to play him in January, I'd kind of have the lump in the throat, because that guy can beat you.
Mike, I'm going to blitz him. He can know it's coming because I got to hit him. I got to hit him. I'm playing off coverage. You can get rid of it. I mean, I just can't let you have a 70-yarder or an 80-yarder. I got to come up and tackle you, but I am going to blitz you. I am going to hit you. You are an older quarterback. You don't move as well in the pocket. You don't like movement. You're playing hurt, but you don't get hit. So, I mean, it's either let you carve me up and I sit back and play coverage, or you're going to see it coming. I am going to blitz you. I have to hit you. I have to make you feel uncomfortable. And even if I'm not hitting you, I'm hopefully getting there, or at least the ball maybe is a little bit off a target. At some point, something good happens for me, where it's a tip ball, it's an incomplete, somebody drops it, there's some type of miscommunication, I can punch one out. I can't sit there and just let you just continue to jab me. I'm not going to lose like that.
One of the things that Sean McVay does so good, he doesn't get a lot of credit for, is they run the football well. Now, they got these backs. They're not the biggest backs, Kyron Williams and Corum from Michigan. They're small backs. But I think similar maybe to what Josh Heupel has done at Tennessee and what Lane Kiffin has done at Ole Miss, they don't get a lot of credit for their innovations in running the football and using that. I don't say want to set up the pass, but they do a really good job scheme-wise to get those running backs out into the open field. And so it gives Stafford 3rd-and-2, 3rd-and-1. Okay, you caught in a rocking chair that way. I don't think most people give McVay a lot of, they always talk about the passing game, but what they do running the football to me is impressive every time I watch them.
Well, he can be, they can be a couple of different things. They can be a duo team where it's a lot of inside zone, or they can be a team that runs a stretch and they get outside. They run the stretch zone and they can get outside. You know, last time we played them, it was basically, hey, they had struggled running the football. When we played them, it didn't look that way. And so they can give you a lot of different problems on how they attack you. And, you know, they're going to be a group that's physical up front. I don't care which offensive lineman they have. They kind of know who they are. They know what they want to do. And if you can't slow them down running the football, then, yes, Matt is going to eat you up. And that's where they're going to get, you know, some of the bootleg action. And they're going to use – guess what they also do? They use their receivers as blockers. I mean, and so they're going to use the receiver as an insert guy. And he's going to be one to see, hey, how tough are you? How physical are you? You know, whether you're talking about to the safety that's filling the lane or the corner. They're going to make you have to come up and tackle. And so, you know, it's intriguing to watch them. They do a great job with that scheme on playing to the strength of what he has as far as the players. But, you know, for me, I I've got to play cleaner football. It doesn't have to be perfect, but I have to play cleaner. And then I just have to say, hey, how can we make this team uncomfortable? How can we make this team uncomfortable where we are in the game in the third and the fourth quarter, and it's not just, oh, it's a hurry up just because I'm down two scores or I'm down, you know, three scores or anything like that.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Deuce, I'll throw this one to college football at you. You watch all the Ole Miss games, and I get to watch most of them. But I thought what Ole Miss did last week to Oklahoma, that was maybe the best I've ever seen coach game by Lane Kiffin from both sides, offensively and defensively. They befuddled the Sooners. And, okay, you're playing in Norman, Oklahoma now. Okay, they got you in their backyard, and they seem to, man, not take the punch real well. I thought that was the, if not the best, it's certainly got to be at the tippy top of what Lane Kiffin has done in his time frame at Ole Miss. Your thoughts on the growth of Lane Kiffin as a head coach and seeing how he's adjusted to this new world of college football? His name is always going to be brought up, no matter who gets run off. I mean, that Kiffin name is way at the top, so to speak. Your thoughts on what you've seen and how he has changed this Ole Miss football team. But last week against Oklahoma, man, we sitting there, you know, Luke and I watching, and it was like, whoa. That really is impressive, the way the score doesn't indicate how much they dominated the Sooners in that game.
Yeah, and I think, you know, Lane, his name is always going to pop up of just because of his past. I mean, and it looked like in the past, hey, no job was good enough or no job was one that he didn't want to take. And so, you know, whether you talk about the Tennessee or the SC or even, you know, the Raiders opportunity, it was always it seemed like he was always looking for what's next. And so he is a competitive guy. He likes a challenge. And, you know, one of the things that I think that he's found in Oxford, and he's even talked about it himself, is just peace. And you're like, peace? What do you mean? Peace amongst himself. He's not chasing. He said it. he's found at least himself and some happiness amongst himself. Now, that doesn't mean that, hey, Oxford is the perfect place for him and there's not a job or an opportunity that he may not take. I'm not saying that, but at least he is at peace with himself and his feet are grounded right there in that moment. And I think that's one of the things that has kind of changed him. And I think what's interesting as well is probably losing his parents, but having that opportunity to have them in Oxford with him. And here's the other thing. His brother left the NFL to come to Oxford to coach with him. His brother, Chris, was with the Houston Texans. Chris is on the staff coaching now, right now. He's been there for a couple of years, but because he was there with his dad in the last couple of years. But with Chris there, he's got his family. And now with his son moving there and, you know, his ex-wife or, you know, whatever they have, rekindle, I don't know, you know, that's their business. But he's got a family in Oxford. And I don't know if that has been the case since they were probably, high schoolish? And, you know, obviously then you weren't even, you didn't even have the family, you know, it's not, particularly not the kids, but look, he will have every opportunity at a lot of different places. But I know that, you know, when it comes to coaching and having some peace, he has that currently. But like I said, you know, if it's an opportunity, Lane's name is going to get thrown in it. And then as far as the coaching goes, I think that you have growth. And basically what I mean with that, there used to have been not a situation that he didn't feel like that I can get it or my team can get it. 4th and 1, Lane, take the 3. Nah, we're going to get it. 4th and 3, Lane, take the 3. Nah, we're going to get it. And you would always kind of sometimes put your defense in a negative situation. Now it's almost like, hey, I know this is what analytics says, but I'm going to go ahead and take the points. And, you know, I have a young defense that's still trying to find itself. Not going to put that stress on them. But, you know, I think that's the growth in him. And, you know, hey, you better ride the wave while you can up in Oxford, because, you know, I can tell you there's been some down years for a while, and you know, it feels pretty good to be up top, up high, to be able to ride that wave a little bit.
Deuce, we at Manning Passing Academy, and I'm there early this year, and this is just a couple weeks after I've had knee replacement surgery, so I'm hobbling around, and Nicky Collins comes. He's like, this guy wants to talk to you. And it's, man, it's some young kid, and he puts his hand out, and he said, I know you don't know who I am. I said, man, your face looks familiar. He said, my name's Knox. I was like, okay, Knox, how are you? He said, yeah. He said, you know my dad, Lane Kiffin. And he was at Manning camp, and we got to talk for a little while, and he was sort of a late guy to come in. But, man, I looked him in the face, and I was like, whoa, does Knox look a lot like Lane? I mean, you could see the familiarity with the two of them. But, man, he can sling it too now. Knox can throw the ball.
He can throw it pretty good, and, you know, he's got a little Kiffin in him as far as, you know, swagger to himself. And so he's one of those quarterbacks that believes in his arms. You can tell from just being around him that he's advanced as far as around the game. He sees kind of stuff. He understands stuff as far as coverage. Normally what you don't get from a 10th grader, and that's, you know, that's what grade he's in. And so, you know, it'll be intriguing to see how it progresses for him. He's already said, though, hey, look, wherever my dad is, I'm not going there. He doesn't want to be coached by his dad. So it's intriguing. I don't think his dad is going to push too much as well. I think he wants him to have that experience and to hear a different voice, because I'm sure that he's heard his dad's voice as far as on the field, as far as football, enough where he wants to hear something different from a different guy.
Deuce, everyone's looking forward, obviously, Tyler Shuck's first start Sunday against the Rams. Tough matchup against a team that's, you know, number 2 in sacks in the NFL right now. I think they're 3rd in scoring defense. So every test in the NFL is going to be difficult. We got great players everywhere. But what are your expectations, or at least what do you want to see out of Shuck in his debut as the Saints starter now?
Can you get in and out of huddle? you know, can I get my guys lined up? Am I having trouble being able to get the call, not only from the sideline, but to my guys? Are they in a tempo mode as far as, you know, just him going up to the line of scrimmage? I'm able to get guys lined up. This is what I want to see. This is what I want to attack. You know, there will be opportunities to throw the football down the field. And the other part of it is, how aggressive will you be as a quarterback? You know, will you push the ball down the field? Not just for 25, 30 yard throws, but the intermediate. You know, you talk about the 10 to 15, 10, 15 yards stuff, that's going to be there. Those opportunities will be there. And the other part of it is you have to take care of the ball. I mean, it's going to be critical. They're going to give you a lot of different looks. You know, at times they don't have to blitz just because they do have the firepower off of the edge to be able to get after the quarterback. And so can you take care of the ball? Can I distribute it to my playmakers? But for me, and this is no different than if Rattler was starting, Saints got to run the football. I mean, the Saints have to run the football. I'm not saying that you got to go out there and run it for 200 yards or 150 yards, but you have got to run the football.
They might need your help at this point, Deuce.
They better give me some knees if that's what they're looking for.
Always appreciate it, man. Hope you and Mike and Jeff Nowak have a great trip out there. And hopefully it ends up in a victory. I know it's going to be a tough one, but, you know, folks are down right now, but I think at least a little bit of energy is being reinvigorated with the rookie starting a quarterback.
Well, no doubt, and hey, we can't leave out the black cat. You know, the black cat, he'll be with us.
And, yes, indeed.
You know, you never know what Robert Carroll is going to spring up on anybody.
Awesome stuff, Deuce. Always thank appreciate you, Deuce. Your time.
All right, fellas, thank you.
All right.
That was Saints color analyst Deuce McAllister joining us there, breaking down things as we get ready for Saints Sunday in L.A. against the 5-2 Rams.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, and this is Undomesticated.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.